Hello, I'm George from Ireland. Welcome back to my channel once more. This video is about Angela Rayner and the late unlamented John Prescott. Forgive me, his noble lordship, Baron Prescott of Ware, Kingston upon Hull, whoever or wherever. Now, John Prescott was summoned to the great big debating chamber in the sky just a few days ago at the age of 86. He had been deemed to resign from the House of Peers at the last general election since he hadn't attended for a whole parliamentary session because he was gaga with Alzheimer's. So really just not presentable, not all there, but that he seemed to have suffered from that since 1938. Anyhow, so Angela Rayner is now Deputy Prime Minister and she is a national disgrace. How shameful for it is the United Kingdom that this absolute imbecile has the second highest office in the land. Someone who can scarcely string a sentence together is disgraceful, particularly as Labour is all fixated with qualifications. We've all got to have qualifications. If you don't have a degree, you're nothing. You're an absolute failure. You're a total loser. That's the only acceptable follow-on after school. And everybody's got to stay in education for longer and longer. All about quantity, not about quality. So you can't do anything like be a classroom assistant or do almost the lowliest job in the civil service without a degree. But you can be Deputy Prime Minister. So she could have a finger on the nuclear button. She could annihilate the human race without that qualification, but you couldn't do a very lowly job without it. It's ludicrous. It just shows how idiotic and hypocritical Labour's policies are. John Prescott did have a degree, and I don't think it's necessary to have a degree to hold political office. I mean, I know it's not legally required, but I don't think we ought to insist upon it. John Major, he was an idiot. He was uneducated, but he wasn't the worst prime minister the Conservative Party has produced in my lifetime. That would surely have to go to Liz Truss, a highly intelligent person who read PPE at Oxford, but hounded out of office by her own cabinet after 7 weeks. But going back to these two, and there was a sickening photograph of Angela Rayner and John Prescott smirking that was released after his death, that was taken years ago, and those two posing with boxing gloves as they're about to hit each other. So much for Labour opposing violence against women. And I know that they were doing so jocularly, but this was an allusion to John Prescott punching a protester in Wales way back in the 2001 election, a very dull election campaign, electrified, actually probably redounded to Labour's advantage. Was it even staged? I don't think so. Somebody threw an egg at him. Okay, bad, shouldn't do that. Common assault. Let the officers of the law deal with that. Conduct yourself with some decorum. And he's got no dignity. He has no compunction about hitting someone. The egg was obviously no threat to him. He's a deputy prime minister. He's got personal protection officers as well as the police. So there is no danger to his person from this. It's just a humiliation. But there he was. He lost his temper. He behaved disgracefully. But it appeals to the brutish and the bigots, the sort of people that Labour has as its core vote. So it energised them. And they were seeing Labour encouraging violent crime. It's quite sickening. At the same time, they're saying that they're against crime. So we've got to have some sort of respect for Prescott. He was a trades union official. He went to Ruskin College, Oxford, which is nothing to do with Oxford University. It's a common misconception that he played on. Yes, it's geographically located in Oxford, but it has no link whatsoever to Oxford University. It's a common misconception. And then Hull University got a degree there. Was in politics for quite a long time, but would always mispronounce things, was clearly low intelligence and was a real embarrassment. Christopher Mayer, the British ambassador in Washington, D.C., said just what a disgrace, how opprobrious it was for the United Kingdom to have someone who was so unintelligent speaking for the UK, who really didn't understand international affairs at all. And then there's someone like that in the shape of Angela Rayner having phone calls with J.D. Vance. J.D. Vance, say what you like about him, like totally two-faced opportunist scumbag with many, many despicable political positions. But he's not stupid, whereas Angela Rayner is. And she managed to fail her way upwards. And there is, of course, a similarity that they're identifiably working class. And that appeals to a lot of the bigots in Labour Party who hate people for being successful, who hate people for any educational attainment, who are all about spite and envy. They're both liars, lying about their policies, about not wanting to tax working people. Of course, they are putting up national insurance as though that's not a tax. We all know it's a tax, even though it's not officially called that. But Prescott, two Jags, he liked living it up, living in some luxury. This pretended concern about the poor, but he didn't want to give them a brass farthing of his own fat salary, which he did nothing to earn, playing croquet and so on. Andrew Reid is all about women's rights and zero tolerance for sexual harassment, cracking a joke at work, asking someone a date, passing a compliment, sending someone a Valentine's card. That's it. Your career is over. You're cast in the outer darkness. No second chances. Okay. But John Prescott, who was accused of sexual assault by a number of women. I don't know if they're true. It might be completely false. But this was decades ago, not an era when such accusations were listened to, not an era when it's likely that someone would make that accusation falsely, especially against a very powerful man. But somehow that's not to be investigated, and he's absolutely fine. You see the flagrant double standards of people like Andrew Reynolds, because when one of her own is accused, oh no, she leaps to his defense. And victim blaming, they used to call it. So they both had a role in housing. They both be disastrous, set themselves unrealistic targets. Or John Prescott enchanted that ministry for the regions regeneration, really a huge failure on that. And public transport, said that by the end of Labour's first term, that they'd be more successful in public transport, and they most certainly weren't. So he failed to achieve all sorts of his targets. The liberation of Iraq and Afghanistan, some of the few things that John Prescott did that I applaud him for. But cutting the armed forces when you're sending them into battle, outrageous, just totally immoral, demanding people do more and more and paying them less and less. And the massive overexpansion of universities went under John Prescott. So really devaluing education. Obviously, Tony Blair was number one, so we've got to blame him principally. Loads of things going on, hyper-regulation, banning things, criminalizing people, taking away people's rights, depriving people of their freedom, oppression. Is despicable. And the Conservatives often continued in the same train. House prices just went astronomical under Labour, and they've got worse under the Conservatives. You know, remember 1997, if you're on a lower middle class salary, even in London, you could quite easily buy a modest two bedroom flat. Absolutely unimaginable these days. And that happened under Labour and so on. And Angela Rayner, I mean, if she's really against selling off council houses, don't buy it. You could give it back to the council, sell it back to the council. So there's always one rule for them and one rule for somebody else. And Angela Rayner was supposed to admire her because she was a 16-year-old single mother. Okay, I think she showed some moral courage, that she became pregnant in less than ideal circumstances. And I applaud her for taking the moral and brave decision. But she wanted to have sex when she was that age, and she did. Fine. Some people would have liked to and didn't get to. She wanted to give birth to her child, and she did. So she got what she wanted. Why are we supposed to feel sorry for her? In what sense is she a victim? Some women, some men want children and never ever have them. She's had three children, if I've got that right. So really, life's turned out very, very well for her. So precisely because she's an underachiever, precisely because she's uneducated, that's why Labour's promoted her. I suppose they might seem to be all too much like ivory tower intellectuals, overeducated Oxbridge types. So they had to have this token proletarian, mouthy woman who mispronounces things all the time. So just making unintelligent people feel better about themselves. So that they are peas in a pod in that sense. John Prescott in a skirt, I can scarcely think of anything more revolting than that. Well, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe to me on Patreon. Donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. And thank you for that pecuniary donation the other day. I shan't mention your name. Someone with such self-effacement that he doesn't want his name mentioned on there. Right, goodbye, everyone.